Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In our last study of Psalm 51, we looked at the first two themes, the problem, verses 1 to 6, and the process, verses 7 to 12. We now want to see the proclamation, verses 13 to 15, and the praise, verses 16 to 19. It's in God's heart to restore more than was lost, to make our cups run over, to give the added fifth in the trespass offering. When Christ forgave you for Calvary, did he only cancel your debt? No. We are now as rich as God. Romans 8:32. To Peter he said, quote, "When you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Luke 22, verse 32. Christ would turn his failure into a ministry. Note David's case. The transgressor would become a teacher, having learned his subject the hard way. Quote, "Then I will teach transgressors your ways." Psalm 51, verse 13. The sinner would become a singer, as he wrote, quote, "My tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness." Verse 14. His song had been stolen by his sin, and he dearly wanted it back. Quote, "Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice." Verse 8. The opening of his heart in confession led to his lips being opened in adoration. Quote, "O Lord, open my lips," he prayed, "and my mouth shall show forth your praise." Verse 15. Yes, then comes the praise, verses 16 to 19. At first, David seems to disparage burnt offerings, the highest sacrifice a Jew could offer. Quote, "You do not delight in burnt offering," verse 16. But that isn't the case. It was a matter of authenticity and of order. The burnt offering was an outward display of someone giving their all to God. What good was that, unless there was inward reality? Quote, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart," verse 17. But before the burnt offering must come the sin offering. Quote, "Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness and whole burnt offering." Verse 19.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.